They got the 2-point conversion. Now 3-point game.
Somebody made a tweet about a YouTube video that they made, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's like bullet point, right? So it's like making NFL playoff haters guide, right? Know of Uma Musume Broncos memes. Make nod to it for shits and giggles. Mm-hmm. 95% of vid comments are about Uma Musume. Oh dear.
I fucked up.
Hey, engagement's engagement, my boy. That's all YouTube cares about.
That is facts.
If the anime horse girls make your paycheck bigger, it is what it is. Step in, relax, sit down for a bit. Otaku Collective, about to get you lit. Anime and manga and them top 5 lists. Best podcast, nothing comes close to this. Fire like a snap from Colonel Mustang. Three homies out here killing the game. Hit record and watch them all start to cook. Reviewing anime movies and comic books. Say otaku. Say otaku. Say otaku. It's the Otaku Collective Podcast.
And welcome into another edition of the Otaku Collective Podcast. I'm your host for today, Seth, and join me, as always, is Josh. How are you?
I'm well. My NFL playoff bracket is still open. We're trying to get our paper. Shout out the Bears and the Rams for not fucking up. Other than that, you know, it's a new year, man. This is the first episode of 2025 for the Otaku Collective Podcast. And I'm excited. New year, new things.
New year, new things. New year, new things. Absolutely. It should be. At the very least, I'm going to knock on wood whenever I say this, right? It's hard. It's going to be really hard for 26 to be worse than 25.
Fucking facts. Shout out my nigga Fetty. Fetty Wap got out this week. Turn up. We're doing 2016 part 2. Baby, won't you come my way? He did, Zach. He got out 3 days ago.
Yeah, but I saw a TikTok that was like, he got out and then within 24 hours is back in jail.
Nah, he's not.
I just saw the notification. I didn't vet it, but.
And join us is Zach as well. Zach, how are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here. And I'm forcing myself to get back into anime because we've just been so busy. But yeah, talk about what I did watch, and very excited for 2026, as you guys were saying.
Very excited for 2026. I'll go ahead and be honest up front before we even get into the episode and stuff like that. I don't think I watched a single anime this season all the way through.
It's fucking tragic. This is going to be a short episode, then, ladies and gentlemen.
We already said it was going to be.
I mean, shit, at this point, I'm like, why are we recording? But hey, it'd be like that sometimes.
I can still talk on some things. I can still talk on some things.
Yeah. Everybody, Zach's here. Zach, say hi.
Yeah. Hello. Again.
How you doing, bud? How's life?
I just got back from vacation, which is really cool. But a lot of now trials to normal and tribulations.
Life. That's right.
Yeah. We got God sending me some trials soon, so I'll let you know in a few months how I'm doing. But we're off to a decent start.
We'll revisit on your birthday.
Yeah, you got a while, but yeah. Yours is soon. Is your birthday in March? No, that's Seth's. Mine's in October.
Yeah, me and Tyler's are in March.
Right. Yeah, right.
Tyler's is the 15th, I believe.
Just dox him, why don't you?
I didn't say his last name.
Yeah.
True.
We were just doing the last name thing search earlier, right? Oh, yeah. Nice. Yes, sir. I thought yours was... Yours is in January. I don't know why I was thinking it was like Groundhog's Day.
It's Martin Luther King Day.
Okay, nice.
Technically speaking. Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. That obviously changes every year because it's... Martin Luther King stays on what, Fridays?
It's on Monday this year.
It's on Monday this year.
Yeah, okay. It alternates. Yeah.
I know that downtown Montgomery will be shut down for the most part on Martin Luther King Day because I know that we're going to be having that parade.
Right.
We have that parade every year. And I will cover
it. It's the third Monday of every January, so it just rotates.
Yeah. It's I was thinking it was either the third Monday or third Friday.
Monday, because MLK's birthday is January 15th, and they just wanted to make it consistent, which is weird because I feel like Monday is less consistent, but it's for like work purposes, I guess.
Yes, it's a guaranteed 3-day weekend.
Right.
Yeah, shout out MLK. I don't know what I'm gonna do for my birthday. Probably go get food with somebody, whether that's one of the parents or my cousin, because his birthday is in December and we usually end up eating together, or a girl, or by myself. You know how I feel. It'll be a good time regardless. Probably get some Chinese food.
Banging.
Seth, how's your mom? She good?
She is good. She's able to get around better. Pain is a lot less. Able to manage it with just Tylenol now. So that's really good. She is now, after today, officially off the blood thinner. So that's also that's good.
Massive. Yeah.
And then Tuesday, going in to get another new hard cast put on, take this one off. And then she'll be in that one for 3 more weeks. And then it's walking boot time.
I'm sure she's super excited for the process to be completely over. I know that ankle's bothering her for a while.
Yeah. Full recovery is a year. But
That's expected, though.
It is expected.
At least, like, normal walking ability would be, like, 2 months from now, right?
Correct. And she's also ready to get back to work. Like, she's a lot like me and like needs like that social interaction but she doesn't have like an outlet like Discord to go to. And so it's just been me and like the occasional coworker that comes over for lunch.
Okay.
Whenever they have time.
I was like, shit, Mrs. Jenny can hop in the car. I'll murder her in electrical in the manga. Okay. These knives rated E for Airbud.
I don't, the only games that she plays are like rhythm games.
What, bass?
Yeah.
Put on Hatsune Miku Colorful Stage?
Hello.
what was the one? It was like the tiles or whatever. It had like a bunch of like popular like music and stuff like that.
I know what you're talking about. The one with the
ball. Yes, the mobile one. Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Like yeah. D-break or something. Yes, that app got shut down.
Ooh.
Yeah, they stopped making money, and so they just had to close business. And so because they closed business, they couldn't pay the license. And because they couldn't pay the license, they just shut down the app entirely. So the app is actually completely off the app store.
That happens sometimes.
Is it one of the cases where, like, if they had it downloaded already, they still have it? Or
nope.
Oh, dang.
Force uninstall.
It doesn't work at all, yeah.
Yeah.
Just taking notes.
Unfortunate.
It's going to be Hulu in, like, 3 months.
No shot.
Yeah, no.
That Disney bundle is keeping them alive.
No. It'll just be absorbed into Disney. Like
Into Disney Plus, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because so, it's already like that now. If you log into Disney, the Hulu section is already in Disney Plus. So now it's just there's no need for Hulu in their mind. When they bought it out, Hulu was cooked. I didn't think it'd be this soon. But yeah, when they bought them out, 4 years ago, I was like, this is not good for Hulu. This is not good for streaming, and I was right.
Yeah, because then it's just becoming one big conglomerate.
Super monopoly, right?
Or a duopoly right now with Netflix.
Because fucking HBO just bought Universal?
No, there's no way.
Or the other way around. Universal bought HBO.
I thought Netflix bought HBO.
Yes, that is who it was. You're right. I couldn't remember who it was. Yeah, and so now they're making a super monopoly to combat Disney super monopoly and Paramount. was just like, yo, we trying to get in on that. And they're like, nah, you good.
Paramount said, we have SpongeBob.
And the Saudis. They're like, yeah, true. We'll support you. That's another topic that I don't want to get into. All right, fuck it. Let's dive into it. I guess I'll start. Digimon B-Break has been super fucking dope. It's great to have Digimon in the year of our Lord 2025/2026. Episode 14 just came out. I have genuinely missed watching Digimon. I know Zoe was half-assed watching Go's game. Shout out, Zoe. I ain't talked to him in like a hot minute, but you know. Beat Break is a little bit more serious than some of the older stuff, which is ironic because Melco's getting this shit rocked in the old one. But I just genuinely enjoy the main character's interaction with his Digimon, because like obviously this is that situation where the Digidestin doesn't really understand the responsibility at first. And they get into a couple arguments and they say some hurtful shit, but as the story progresses, they really start to form and develop a bond. And yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you should go watch Digimon Beat Break, because there are a bunch of new Digimon in it that they had to, of course, add their sultry voice anime furry waifu. So you can peep that. And I will
peep that.
This is gonna be like a long one. So I don't like, want
well, now I'm interested.
Yeah, I'll go into details.
Why are it wraps up. Why are we burying the lead?
Start with that, why don't you?
I don't know who's burying the lead, but like, there's always one, right? Because like, obviously, you had Angemon and Digimon 01/02. You had Renamon, who evolved into Sakuyamon and Digimon Tamers and shit. Obviously, you had Kazemon and Digimon Frontier, et cetera, et cetera. There's always one.
I believe you. I only watched the first Digimon movie, the one that you guys did a podcast on.
Yeah, I only watched that one too.
I don't remember any furry girls in there, but hey, maybe I just didn't see them.
Yeah, but the Digimon's name is Wolvermon, if you guys want to look it up. You get your furry intake in, but the voice actress in English for Wolvermon is the same voice actress that did Renamon during Digimon Tamers.
There's definitely an audience for this. I'll say that.
No, for sure. It's the same audience that watches Beastars.
That's fair. All love to the Beastars enjoyers.
Yeah, shout out, homie.
Your openings are crazy. I mean, you probably watch the most out of any of us, so if you want to throw another one out there and then we can get to a mutual...
Because Gachi and My Hero are probably the
My Hero's all you, I think.
Is it just me?
I can talk with you somewhat about it, although I have not seen the final season yet.
It's so an ending.
Yeah.
God, my dog.
Yep. I've seen a lot of hype on it on Twitter.
All deserved. Straight nines. Oh, One Punch Man. Yeah, let me talk about One Punch Man.
Man.
Oh my fucking god, you bum ass bitches. Y'all had one job. I was waiting for this shit for like 5 years. I'm super excited. And the animation is trash. And the censorship is trash. That bitch got a 4.7 on fucking MAL.
Yep.
I don't know what happened.
It deserves that 4.7 too. It deserves it.
Ow. How fucking dare you ruin this for me and so many other people, millions of people? How dare you? I don't know.
Waited 5 years.
I couldn't do it, bro. I just like.
I feel really bad for you and other people that waited 5 years just for this.
I made a TikTok 3 years ago. When they announced season 3 was coming and confirmed, I was like, yeah, bitches, y'all was out here making fun of us, but we back. And I don't like, we ended season 2 on such like a really interesting cliffhanger that I was like, I can't wait for this, right? And then I just, and you would expect, right, like of a studio of this quality that we'd be fine. And I'm just really disappointed. I don't even know how to express myself.
Out of the anime that on MAL, right? It is the lowest rated season from this, like lowest rated anime from the season. Everything else that came out this season is rated higher. Everything. Even down to like the kids' cartoons, right? The kids' anime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything is rated higher.
I do absolutely feel horrible for all the fans that have been waiting as long. But the clip of Garo just sliding down the hill, I find so funny that for me, it's like at least the memes we got out of it were amazing.
It's the most JC staff production ever.
The memes are like for sure, right? But I mean, like season three opens, and like the heroes are all like, all right, there's a kidnapped kid. We gotta go save the kid. I'm like, all right, cool. Basic story to get us back into a shit. Fubuki is like, yo, Saitama joined the squad and shit. Garo wakes up after getting this shit rocked at the end of season two, and I'm just like, all right, cool. And it looks a bit choppy, but I'm like, all right, we just getting our groove back. And then it never gets better, bro. And I genuinely could not watch the rest of the season. I stopped on episode fucking four, when the Hero Association hit English, when the Hero Association kicked Bang and Genos from the raid. And I'm just like, all right, I can't do this anymore. And I've never been more disappointed. No, that's not true. I was disappointed with T-Bait, but at least I had the web novel for T-Bait. I don't have anything for this. Like I already read this in the manga a while ago. So I can't go back. It won't hit the same. So I just,
I can at the very least, right, as somebody that watched season one and thought it was amazing, right? Go, mm-hmm. Okay, from this point on, I'm just read the manga. And it hit really good for me because I haven't read or watched past season one.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. I think you should watch season two, but I ain't gonna hold you.
I will watch season two, but I'm not gonna touch season three. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
No, you shouldn't. Don't waste your time.
But yeah, I mean, like, this is the most JC staff production ever. Like, Don Machi fans hate JC staff with a furious passion, right? Because we feel that if JC staff does an okay job, right? But they just change so much, like, little details about Don Machi that fans hate it. Mm-hmm. But also the fact that, like, if a different big studio had us, that we would be so much more popular. Of a show,
probably.
If it wasn't JC staff,
y'all are decently.
We are.
Somebody makes a meme about like, anime always changes up. Somebody walks in the room. High School DxD is the first one, and then isn't wrong to pick up girls in dungeons like second or third.
Yeah. But I mean,
same thing like weird title recommendations and shit.
From the days,
I sent you one about that the other day, actually.
Yep. From the days of like, I don't know. JC staff also did Toradora. Like, if you just give, I'm gonna keep this a buck, right? If you just give, right, One Punch Man, Toradora animation, it's a much better season.
And that's not even saying Toradora had a good animation.
No, yes,
people love it for the characters, not the animation. Yes. But it would still be an improvement.
But that classroom fight scene.
Yeah.
Better fight scene than any fight scene in One Punch Man this season.
Mm-hmm.
One Frame Man. Shout out One Frame Man. I will just say this real quick. Should have said this earlier, but I just saw it on my phone. Slime. Now, it's been announced for a while that Slime Season 4 was confirmed, right? But it's coming back in 2026, right? Sometime in 2026. So sometime this year. And it will have 5 cores. So
yeah,
70 episodes for season 5. Or excuse me, season 4.
Point, just announce season fucking 4, 5, 6.
But what they're doing is they're keeping like one or two arcs per season. And so this is one arc that's going to stretch over 70 episodes.
There's no way one arc should be 70.
It is the longest arc in the entire web novel.
Okay, fair enough.
Will that be a year and 3 months?
Probably. Yes, it will stretch almost with like a season off here and there where the core is right. It will have almost continuous episodes for 2 years.
Wow. I assume it'll come out and it'll do. When is it coming out?
It just says 2026.
All right, let's say it starts in winter 26. Probably go winter.
Oh, April.
Spring, summer. Okay, it'll probably do spring, summer. Take a break for winter 2026. Come back. Fall. Take a break for fall 2026. Come back for winter 27.
In 2027.
Yep.
Take a break, spring, wrap up, fall. That's what I would do.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Two back-to-back, skip, and then come back. Two back-to-back, skip, come back.
They're trying to catch up to One Piece Season 1.
Yep. And season so far has had, like, 24 to 25 episodes for the most part. There have been some, like the newest season only had 12, right? It was the shortest arc in the show, so it only had 12.
I heard it was set up.
It was set up for season 4.
Which then makes being a One Piece fan even funnier, right? Because we all know, like, One Piece has like 30 seasons, technically.
Right.
But now, because season 1 just ended, now it's just One Piece season 1 has 30 cores.
Dude, you'll love it. Just give season 1 a chance. Just watch season 1.
Just watch season 1. Great.
That's fucking chopped, bro. That's so hilarious. Okay, I guess I'll continue. I think this is probably my second favorite anime this season. Tojima wants to be a Kamen Rider. So this guy obviously grew up watching Tokusentai stuff. So he's a big Kamen Rider fan. And so in high school, he beats up like a gang of dudes. It's like fucking 40 dudes deep. And for his classmate to protect her, but she's afraid of him. So he kind of just becomes a recluse until he's like 40, training to be a Kamen Rider. And then he sells all his shit. And he starts to notice that a bunch of criminals in the city are emulating the main villain in the Kamen Rider show you watch, Shocker. And he's like, all right, y'all just being weirdos, shit. But plot twist, there's a gangster in the city named Hachiro Nanako. And he basically is like, yo, Kamen Rider's my shit. I'm going to be a criminal. So all you bitches and my underlings have to be Kamen Rider, like lapdogs. And so they're at this fucking festival event or whatever, and they're jumping the stall owner, and he's like, oh hell no, ain't nobody doing shit, I'm gonna step up. So he fucking takes a Kamen Rider mask off of the thing and puts it on and beats the shit out of everybody, and he's like, oh wait, I did it again, and he runs away. And there's a girl watching, this is the first episode, there's a girl watching the news, and she's like, who the fuck did that shit? I was supposed to be the first Kamen Rider in the city or whatever, right? And this is where we get introduced to Yuriko Okada. She's 24, and she also grew up like admiring the idea of Kamen Rider Stronger, which is the name of Kamen Rider in the show, or whatever. And the entire show just progresses from his standpoint and her standpoint from there, and just like them fighting enemies and stuff like that. But if we go to the season finale, because I hope the series continues. I think it will. I think it's got enough content to. Excuse me, take a sip of water. And then we got 14 episodes. Episode 14, it's got kind of progressed from there, and there's a couple more people. And then we got like this big ass, like, again, Power Rangers Tokusentai Kamen Rider battle at the end of shit. And like there's a Spider-Man cameo, there's a Batman cameo. But again, this was so like refreshing to see, because it just felt like what I wanted to do when I was a kid, but acknowledge that when I'm an adult, I can't be a weirdo. But he was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it, and this shit works and it's funny. It's a very good show. I think a 7, like 2 or 3 on Mal is a little bit underrated. I think it's at least an 8.4, 8.5. But I had a good time. And I really hope we get a season 2. And if not, then I'll pick up the manga and or light novel very soon.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
I googled Yuriko Okada and her like superhero outfit. You guys were watching when I went to the underground fight ring in Yakuza 0, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It looks so much like that. It's insane. Also, Seth, she is mega my type.
She's mega my type?
Yeah. Oh, Yuriko for sure.
How do I spell? Hold on.
Yuri, K-O, Okada, O-K-A-D-A.
We know you know how to spell Yuri.
I do.
I put in Yuriko Okada, Kamen Rider.
She's a high school teacher.
Oh, she's a teacher students. And she looks like that?
Yeah, she's...
You're right. She is my type. You're right. I just... Hold on. I'm gonna just said this in our little group chat. This is the first thing that I saw popped up on Google Images, okay?
I'm sure I know exactly which one it is.
Oh, hold on.
This is the first thing that popped up for me. Putting in the VC chat.
I didn't put it in VC. I put it in our group message.
On Discord or text?
It's a link on Discord. Yep. Yeah, I saw that one.
Okay.
Get Zach cultured.
Yeah, that's why I had to ask. I was like,
yeah.
Discord. Messages.
Discord mail. DMs.
Yep. Okay. Oh, you sent the link. Okay.
I can here. I'll put it in here.
Okay, that's the other one I was thinking about. Yeah. The first one I saw was the gym one.
Yeah, I did see the gym one too. I also saw this one. Also saw this one. And I'm like, yeah, she's my type.
Yeah.
I have multiple types. She is one of them.
That's one of the four. There's a major core four, and then all of them bitches have subcategories.
Yeah, you are correct. You are correct.
Watch Spy Family because I didn't give up on the show, but I'm like mid season two, and I just gotta go back eventually.
I think the core four.
I watched like one or two tragedies, Scott, but I'm on like episode 9 for both of them, so I'm not gonna talk about them.
The one.
Yeah, fuck it.
I was gonna say the only. I don't think it's a trash isekai. Where is it? Dang. I was sorted by rating. Let me sort by members and I'll see it better the one that I'm trying to see. The one that I watched episode 1 of so far, but that's been it, unfortunately. This is not the ones that I've dropped. I actually do want to watch this one. But it's My Status as an Assassin. Obviously, it sees the heroes, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just love the art style. I'm gonna keep it buck. Right, I haven't gotten super deep into the stories. I can't really talk about the story or anything like that. But the art style and animation is like 90s art style with like today's animation. And it is so beautiful. Like just the show as a whole is beautiful.
I didn't know Isekai Cortex got a third season this year.
I didn't know that either. I've seen most of those isekais and stuff like that, I can actually watch Isekai Cortex.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yep.
There's so many isekai characters on there.
Yeah, Sid's in there, Nafumi's in there, Amelia's in there.
ReZero characters in there, yep.
Albedo's in there, fucking Ayn's in there.
Aqua.
Yep. As well as, what's her name? The general girl or whatever, right?
Tanya.
Tanya.
Oh.
Tanya the Evil.
Saga of Tanya the Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is also a great anime.
I haven't watched many isekais. Many popular ones.
I watched too many.
Okay. I got an isekai I could talk about real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I haven't quite finished it yet, but A Wild Last Boss appeared.
Yeah.
Essentially, have you watched it?
6 episodes.
Okay, I've watched 7. So, we're about at the same point. Okay, I'll start us off here then. There's this guy who plays an MMO. He's essentially a mega whale. Like, he paid a fuck ton of money and, like, got with the other people that also paid a bunch of money. And they're, like, he created this girl. What's her name? Lufas?
That sounds right.
Okay. And she's like, she's these big black wings. Of course, she's sexy. Blonde hair. And she's like a underling of the Demon Lord or something. It's kind of confusing at first. But essentially, they're all in the game. They stage like this big fight because they were tired of controlling so much territory in the game. And they're like, we're going to divide this between the humans and the demons and whoever else wants it. She loses the fight, so the character dies. And then at some point after, he gets an option on his computer that's like, I don't remember what it said, but it was like, do you want to take part in this experiment or something that we're doing? And he was like, yeah, this game's great. And then he got sucked into his computer. Yay, isekai. And turns out some people in the world were trying to resummon one of the heroes that died, because it takes place 200 years after that battle.
Yeah.
And they accidentally summoned Lufas back instead. So, and then basically chaos ensues. They're trying to recollect like 12 of her super powerful underlings. The first one is a sheep. The second one's a robot girl. I don't think we found the third one yet where I'm at. But yeah,
I definitely haven't.
The art is great. The action, what's the word? Scenes? That's not the one I'm looking for.
Choreography.
Whatever. There you go. Thank you. The action choreography is very well done in all the fights that I've seen. And I'm just kind of curious of where it's going. It's nothing insanely good, but it's been fun to watch. So.
No, for sure. I love the character dynamics. Lufus has an NPC, like, basically advisor named Dina.
Yeah. Blue-haired.
Yeah, Dina's great.
I'm very suspicious of Dina.
I'm suspicious of everybody. Lufus has like this home base called like Sky Tower and shit. So she like when episode one is progressing, so she has to go back there and try to like adjust to the world and stuff. So the East guy where guys end up trapping their characters and their fucking girls happens. Not enough, but more often than you, like if I had a nickel for every time that shit happened, I wouldn't have a bunch, but I'd have like three nickels, which is weird type shit. But this show feels like it's 2010, 2011 again. I'm at the public library bullshitting on NW anime while my mom's at work for like 2 hours, and that nostalgic feeling is really nice. Cause like
I love that description. A lot
more fucking simple back then, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I'm curious to see like how Ares, the Heavenly Star Ram, and everybody else like progresses here.
Clearly,
Lufus has to like make the decision on whether they're gonna like truly step into this. Oh, we're gonna be one of the heroes to get the job done type shit, and I don't know where this is going to go, where we are right now, or at least where I am right now. I don't know if episode 7 is going to give me a bunch of extra detail or not. But
no. A little bit, but I don't know. I think I'm at that same point where it feels like something is building for sure right now, but I don't know what it is yet.
Right. Also, I like the fact that Ares is Duke, because the biggest Ares in my head is Ares from Fairy Tail. And that's the chick who
it was so funny when they showed like a little scene of the guy, like a flashback scene, and he was like, I want Ares is a boy. And then one of the guys was like, just make a femboy, and it showed like a light bulb moment going off. And then they did. That was so funny.
Oh man. Yeah.
But yeah. That is a wild last boss appeared.
I enjoy the constellation names too, because I think Libra is in there too.
They're gonna save Cancer soon.
All right, Seth.
Yes, sir.
You got one you want to actually talk about that you've been enjoying?
This is another one I watched one episode of, right?
One episode is crazy.
Bro, I haven't had much time, my guy. I watched one episode whenever it first came out, right? I watched the episode whenever it first came out, and then I haven't touched it since. Not because it isn't good. Some I did genuinely drop, and I'll talk about those later on, right? But Dust Beyond the End of the World.
Okay.
Let me just say, it was, I was expecting this to be like slower paced, right? Almost. Mm-hmm. Like not slice life at all, right? This is like end of the world scenario, right? But basically, main guy wakes up, sees a robot that looks like his girlfriend, and they start traveling together, right?
Oh, yeah, that one.
That one.
I'm assuming his girlfriend's. Dead?
I think his goal is to find out if she's actually dead or not, or asleep like he was, right? Because I think that people got put cryogenically asleep, I think.
Not World's End, Harold.
Oh, God.
I need to finish that anime, by the way.
I watched most of it.
Me and Jamal read the manga, which is what, yeah.
Up to, like, there's a sauna scene with a blonde girl. I think that was the last thing I watched. I don't know how far in that was. Anyway, sorry.
No, I mean, it just sounds like I need to watch it just in general.
No, it's definitely up your alley.
Anyways, they start, like, the last, like, 15 minutes of episode one is, like, nonstop fighting between other robots and, like, robot machines and explosions, and it's really well animated, and there's a like the sound design is also amazing as well, and I'm like, holy shit, like, if this is episode one, like, what's the rest of the anime gonna be like? And then I just haven't gotten around back to watching it, man.
That's how it is.
It'd be like that.
I will go ahead and just what's up?
Did you start One Dance?
I did not start One Dance. One Dance and Chitose-kun Ramune. Yeah, I haven't started either of those.
Oh, wow.
The one that I watched two episodes of, I watched this, Yano-kun's Ordinary Days. It's really sweet and wholesome and stuff like that, right? And I may get around to finish it, but it's not high my priority, especially with the new season coming up, right? It's just like your average romance anime. Mm. And like, I don't know, two episodes in, just the first two episodes, I guess, seven. But it's hard to really say and judge it based off of the first two episodes. But it did move fairly fast compared to other romance animes and stuff like that. It's not like there's like communication issues or anything like that. The two main characters communicate actually pretty well.
Surprising.
Pleasantly.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I also have not gone around to watching My Awkward Senpai. I've not watched that yet.
Neither.
That'll be on the back burner. That'll be on my plan to watch and stuff like that. But I do plan on watching that because I've seen a couple 30-second, 45-second clips on Twitter, and it just looks like funny and cute, man. And so whenever I'm in that mood where like, man, I just want to watch something fucking cute, right? I have that to fall back on. I watched the first like two episodes of The Monster Wants to Eat Me, that Yuri anime or whatever, right? Mm. And I'm gonna be honest, this was a little too far out there for me, but the Yuri anime and stuff like that.
She's like a zombie or vampire girl, right?
She's like a fish girl, I think.
Siren or mermaid or
I think leaning towards the first part of what you said, I think.
Okay. I thought the whole point was she wanted to raise her up to eat her.
She does.
What? Okay.
But it's not
jump to a conclusion.
Yeah, it's not a vampire anime at all.
Okay.
Yeah, so after an accident sent her family to the depths of the ocean. Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen the first two.
Fair.
It is a deep sea creature that she pulls up out of the water. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Oh. I watched one episode of Almachan Wants to Be a Family and got really busy. And I do want to go finish it because it's the one I said I want to turn my brain off and watch cute shit.
Right.
But it was like, it was super cute. It was exactly what I thought it would be with the two super smart scientists who like argue a lot and can't get along. But then they create this AI that's supposed to be like for war. But the AI is like, mom, dad. And they're like, oh, shit. Guess we have to take care of this thing now. And I'll probably end up finishing it. Most likely, depending on how busy I get over the next season. But
what's the name of the show?
Almachan Wants to Be a Family.
Okay, I'll look for it. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, I was about done. It's cute. I'll probably end up finishing it. I got good vibes from the first episode, but that's about it, because I got busy.
One that I'll go and say I'm probably not going to touch is an espressive Kashiwada and espressive Ota. Not because it doesn't seem cute or anything like that, but I don't know, man. I just don't have the time right now, and I'll leave it on my plan to watch, and if I ever get around to it one day, I'll get around to it one day. But there's like it's not high on my list.
Right.
And I would like to watch One Dance as well at some point. I would. But is also not high on my list right now.
I will say, just to have a little bit of discussion on One Dance, because I have not started it yet either, but I wanted to. I did see some controversy over the animation and the choreography.
I did see that. Dancing, I did see that, yeah.
That's like the point of the show, so.
Yeah, it was like, wasn't it like CGI dancing?
Yes, but not done well. From what I saw, I don't know this.
I saw like a scene of the dancing, and I was like, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. My hope is that it was cherry picked and just not done well in that scene, but I know that's unlikely. I'll still at least give it an episode or two. But any other things that you watched a few episodes of, Seth?
No, but I feel like we can at the very least mention how like amazing the animation is for Cinderella Gray.
Yeah. Have I seen clips from this season? I feel like I have on Twitter.
I would be extremely surprised if you haven't.
Oh. Yeah, I went to Twitter and searched Cinderella Gray, and I've already liked like the first three posts in the top section. So yeah, it appears that I have. I just didn't know they were from the new season. But yes, the animation looks insane. We're still working on season two because it's hard to get three different people on a call to watch something at the same time.
It is. It's also like just talking about this whole season as a whole as well, on top of the Cinderella Gray, like I know mouse scores aren't end all be all, right? But it is a large database that has some like legitimacy because people use it and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are four shows that have an 8 or higher this season, right? Compared to last season where I watched like, I think I watched like 7 or 8 different shows. And I need to finish like three others from that season, including Dandadan and Gachiakuta, right? Including those two. I think the other one I need to finish is Call of the Night season 2. I need to finish that as well. So those are the ones I need to finish from that season, right? That season had 15 shows rated 8.0 or higher. And if you want to count 7.9s, high 7.9s, like 7.98s and 7s and stuff like that, then you're talking 18 shows.
As opposed to this season, which even with the 7.9s, still only had 4.
Correct. And it's just one of those things where it's like, you're going to have seasons like this, right? Where it's not as a high quality season. This season was heavily carried by 3 anime, right? And that's My Hero, Spy Family, and like from a large audience perspective, those two mainly. And then from like a more niche but really good, like their fan bases love it perspective, Kingdom and Uma Musume. People that love, like people that watch Kingdom, they fucking love Kingdom. Like
I haven't started season six yet, but I love Kingdom's amazing.
I look at Kingdom's like all their past seasons stuff like that. Every single season is rated 8.5 or higher, and this season's rating 8.75. It is done by Studio Pierrot, so that does make sense as well, though.
Mm-hmm. I need to watch that show.
And My Hero 8.76.
I think you'd really like it.
I feel like I would. Every ancient Chinese aesthetic media that I've consumed, I have loved. So I don't think it would break that streak.
I think I would like it as well.
No, the whole thing is a war safe period. So it's like, you know, pre like major. Oh, we run shit, China. So it's really interesting seeing how like it develops into like what the country is supposed to be. All the fight choreography and animation is also really fucking good too. But anyway, Boku no Hero Academia. Oh my fucking god, that shit was so good this season, bro. Oh dude, it's the first anime I gave a 10 in probably like 8 months, if not all last year.
Gotcha.
I don't think I handed out 10s last year like that.
Gotcha.
So how do I talk about this? Because Seth's like, I don't know.
I'll put it this way, right? As of right now, other than Apothecary Diaries, right? That has an 8.91 rating, right? My Hero Academia final season is the highest rated anime this season other than Apothecary Diaries. Or, excuse me, not this season, this year.
Oh, okay.
This year.
That makes way more sense.
This year, not this season, this year. Right. And that would put Solo Leveling third, by the way, with an 8.59.
I mean, anime of the year.
No. It was so crazy to just watch. Because I obviously had read the manga already and finished like 6-7 months prior to this, everybody felt how they felt about the ending, but no, my boy Horikoshi brought it back with the special chapter that was 25 pages, so I'll bitch that dude's weight. We're also getting a bonus special in May to wrap everything up, but so we open Season 8, Episode 1 with the All Might One for All fight. And that was nice to see animated just because of like how we got to that point. Because, again, it always comes down to the two of them in the show, it feels like. Or at least, obviously, the powers that are All for One, One for All. Even though they're not really the holders of said techniques anymore. And then, that's a spoiler. We get to the end of the fight. This is episode one, so it kind of is what it is. I'm a little bit spoilish because episode one. All Might has gotten his shit rocked. And then obviously Deku at this time is holding off Shigaraki, and everybody else is either dead, KO'd, or also busy. And this is going in like episode 2 and 3, where Deku's continuing his fight, and then a new person re-enters the fight. I'm sure y'all have seen the clips and shit on Twitter by now. But bro, oh my god, seeing that scene, seeing my niggas locked the fuck in, and then just the sheer cinematic beauty that was the following 2 hours of content was so therapeutic. In a way, because everybody was like, oh, My Hero's not good because the main character crashed too much and blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Anybody ask you? All right? One Piece, as much as I love One Piece, is 1,000 fucking episodes. All right? Not all that shit hit. I ain't gonna hold you. All right? So shut the fuck up. And I'm glad this show got to end in a way that felt important, right? I feel like a lot of new gen anime have had really strong starts, and then like maybe a shaky season here or there, but otherwise they've held up extremely well, and then they get to the ending and it just kind of falls flat to millions of people for one reason or another. Like, and you can look at the manga and stuff too, like that, like with Ocean no Ko, with Rent a Girlfriend, with JJK, with Attack on Titan, and I just like, I really don't need my hero to be in this list, and it wasn't. All right, our boys locked in. No, our boys and girls. Shout out to girls too, but like specifically our two main boys locked the fuck in. They did what they needed to do. They got the job done. We wrapped everything up in a nice little bow, and then we got to see Deku be what he claimed he wanted to be. He was the world's hero, and I just am so thankful. Like 2025 had at least one good thing as an end note, because man, December was shitty as fuck for me. But yeah. I can't go into too much detail because Seth is actively watching My Hero. So like, I'm sure he's been spoiled by a bunch of Twitter clips and shit.
I've actually done pretty good on this case.
Well, I won't be the one to fuck you over.
I appreciate that. Currently, right now, I have curated my Twitter to be VTubers, tits and ass, and Uma Musume.
The fact you said it out loud is crazy. Right?
Have to be honest, man.
Real.
Yeah, to be honest.
No.
That's at least my personal Twitter. My professional Twitter is different.
Yeah. Shout out lurk accounts. But like, yeah, no, dude, it felt good to be vindicated, right? And then also, again, what we talked about is during like the initial hype, every single episode of season 8 of My Hero Academia was at least a 9.1 or better. Not many anime can say that. Off the top of my head, I can't think of an anime that can actually say that. I think Attack on Titan might be close. Deserved or not.
Hunter x Hunter, right?
No.
Yeah, teach their own, you know?
Yeah, shout out. No, I don't love Hunter x Hunter, but no, definitely not. But like, no, like, because I'm not saying I grew up with Deku, because obviously, like, I was born in 95, so, like, the anime characters I grew up with are Naruto, Ichigo, Luffy, fucking Ash Ketchum, etc., right? But, like, I was in college, and now I'm about to be fucking 31, barf. So, My Hero Academia led me into my adulthood, right? And seeing Deku and Bakugo and Todoroki specifically, but everybody, Ida, Mina, Kirishima, et cetera, growth and development into like proper heroes with a year and some change under their belts, by the way. The entire story of My Hero Academia takes place over like fucking 16 months. At least from the main cast perspective. Like it's a story that's got like 35 to 60 plus years of like backstory and shit, right? But the main story is like 16 months long. Like they're freshmen at the beginning of episode 1, and then they basically go through their entire freshman year and then some change. And then there's like the big time skip, but like, man, what a fucking show, bro. And I would love to revisit this when Seth's caught up.
But I'm down.
Every fight was phenomenal. I can't say that. And like seeing the hand clap into the throw, and people who've seen it know what I'm talking about. Oh, chef's kiss. Even like all the build up previews there, right? Like Todoroki solving all his family drama. Like Ida coming to his own as a hero full time and helping Todoroki like absolve his sins and demons. I can't talk about this because I feel like this was everywhere. We finally saw something really important to a character's development that felt that they needed to be seen. Hint, hint, quote, quote. Which was really fucking dope to see, even though we knew what that person looked like because of manga covers and stuff. But for the people who were anime only, they got to see that, and that was really cool to see. We got to see Aoyama get like his redemption arc. Man, every side character felt so important these last like 8-11 episodes, bro. And
a really good show would do that.
Every side character, even Mineta?
Yeah, like during this entire like war arc, every class 1 and class B character got to show their stuff. Obviously, yeah. Class 1A was the main characters, right? So obviously they each group of 2 or 3 were able to showcase more stuff in their fights, but every kid who was a freshman coming into episode 1 got to show something these last 2 seasons. And that was so important, I think, for the overall development of the show. And I'm really happy that I got to watch this and read this happen. And they animated it great. I don't think there was anything I saw out of place. Nothing looked choppy. Nothing looked PNG. And I don't think there's a better way to go out than this. This, I think My Hero has officially made his way into my top 7. I'll have to relook to make sure. But I haven't updated my list since My Hero ended, but I do think My Hero is in my top 7. Maybe even knocking on Del 5.
Damn. Hi, Bruce.
Yeah. Good time.
I need to catch up.
I do wish that you would pick it back up at some point.
I'm sure I will.
Zach, you definitely should. But yeah,
where you stopped was definitely the slowest part in the entire show. Literally the entire show.
I loved it. Because my favorite character in the class was what's her name? The headphone jack girl. It's like Jiro.
Oh, Jiro. Oh, okay. Yeah. You stopped during the school festival. Yeah. That's fair.
She definitely gets her moment. She definitely gets her moment
again. And
I saw that. I will say.
I think people. I think they started to realize it was starting to drift away from like the class into like what I call like the core four, which is obviously Todoroki, Deku, Bakugo, and Ida. And then you can swap Tokoyami in and out. But that like that's the 5, right? That's their Teen Titans, right?
Yeah,
And Ochako.
Yeah. But like realistically, she's like 7 strongest in class. Like, cause Kirishima is definitely over her due, right? But yeah. Like, she's love interest, quote unquote. So obviously she's included. But like, if we're talking about you can only take 5 out of the class with you, you know what 5 you're taking.
Yep.
But yeah, again, like season 6, 7, and 8, will all this build up with like, oh, we're going to war like with the villain, League of Villains and Liberation Army, and then All For One himself, right? And then Shigaraki, it was like, this is the moment where all these moments of training, and like, oh, Class A is better, no, Class B is better, and we can get attacked by villains too, blah blah blah, and then we'd be famous. Kind of needed to be proven, and I think they did an extremely good job of that. Like I love Monoma so much now. Like I'll be the first person to tell you I hated Monoma's character when he was introduced, but he grew the shit on me, bro. So seeing him get his due was great. I love Aerie to death, so seeing her be able to like actually put in some work and stuff was cool too. I love the big 3, like the Lemillion, Sun Eater, and Nejire, because I forget her hero name. I love them to death. I think that's what senpais are supposed to look like. And yeah, no, great show. I could not have asked for better.
And I will, if I can this season. Big if I can. We'll see after the preview. But I will at least watch season 5.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. And if it helps, actually, I'm not even going to finish that because we're watching so many different shows together. It's fine.
I ain't going to hold you. I'll watch season 5 with you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because normally when I can actually watch stuff is like before Seth gets home. So.
Yeah.
If you're around to watch it, sure. I'll let you know.
Yeah, turn out. I should be free on this. Sick. I don't have any big projects coming up this month, thankfully.
Seth, if we're still watching when you get home, you can obviously join too.
Yeah, for sure. Because you've
seen 5 and 6, right?
Yes. Okay, and I've seen majority of 7. I just didn't finish 7, nice. And then the final season is 8.
Okay. I was going to ask, was it final 8 or 9?
Yeah, final season is 8, and it's 11 episodes.
Okay. Manageable.
Yes, sir. We're just already watching, like, if we can get me, you, and Curtis in the same room, like, in the same Discord room.
Yeah.
And we must make, if we aren't playing it, right?
True.
And then me and you, still just us, is watching, like, probably one episode, like, one show a season, normally, right? This season was different, but normally one show a season, on top of Black Clover when we make time for it.
Shit, that's a damn, it's been so long since we've watched Black Clover.
It has been It's been too long.
Yeah, we need to get back to that.
I actually think it's been since I was over at your house.
Yeah, we watched a lot when you were here.
We did
But since then, almost nothing outside of Umamusume.
Yeah I know,
you've been busy. It is what it is.
Yes sir, it is what it is.
Is right. There anything else we want to talk about before Gachi and then get out of here?
I was going to say it's just Gachi for y'all, I think. Wait, yeah, oh, wait. Did you already talk about Last Boss, Zach?
Yes, me and Josh both did.
Oh, cool. Sick. Awesome. Cool. Let's just make sure. That's it.
Yep. Okay. Send us off, Josh. It was so long ago. Right.
Holy shit. Right, let me get him a newt. Bam. First of all, while I'm pulling this up, I love Gachi Okucha's characters. There's not a badly designed character in the show, in my opinion. It's so refreshing, especially as a black person, to see well-designed black characters that don't look like fucking caricatures or like stereotypical, hey, black character, white hair, anime powers, or lightning, right? So Gachi Okucha is basically this show about the dregs of society being tossed into a fucking pit with all the trash, and they just kind of have to suffer down there, right? But obviously, because we got to get our main character a plot reason, their father is murdered and they're framed for it, so they're like, all right, you're being judged, we're sending you to the sunken place, basically, right? That was this whole dystopian planet where it's like, all right, there's the upper part and then there's the underground, or the pit where all these people live, and then they have these jobs where they take on these bait beasts, English Josh, that live down there because evolution or whatever the fuck, right? And this is how we open up. And Rudo is the main character.
Rudo is the
main character. Yeah. He's probably what, 15, 16? We can already tell off rip he doesn't care for the way the upper society exists. Like, they're super wasteful, they just randomly throw shit away. And so when he gets sent down to the underground, you can kind of tell this is like a very eye-opening experience for him. He gets basically accepted / recruited into this group of hunters, and he starts to befriend them and acknowledge that this is kind of what he's has to do now. And it was a very unique premise when I saw it, right? This is the first time I saw something like this. The main, like, oh, this is clearly his mentor, his Obi-Wan. Name is Injun.
Yep.
And boy, was I in for a fucking ride with this show.
It gets crazy. And I remember, Seth, this is another one we watched the first 3 episodes of when you were at my house, I think.
Yes, correct. First 3 episodes.
Yeah, and after the first 3, I was kind of just like, I mean, that was good, but why is everyone so hyped about this show? But throughout watching it, it grew on me massively, especially the back half.
I love to hear that, actually, because you were torn if you were going to finisher or not at the point.
I was. You're right. I was like, I knew I was at least going to watch a few more episodes after what we watched. But in my opinion, the longer the show went on, the better it got. Genuinely. And fantastic. Like Josh said, every character design, fucking fantastic. The art style in general and the way they do animation with, like, it's almost like impact frames, but someone's mental, that probably makes no sense.
No, it does actually. It does actually okay. make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm glad, Zach, you stuck around. I think the coolest thing about this show, outside, again, phenomenal fucking character design, are the Jinkies, which are weapons that they have that are basically items that are deeply personal to them that are then transformed into these weapons through, I assume, magic. It's explained, but it's not really.
I think it's like the energy within the item itself, as the person yeah. cares for it, would like kind of manifest.
And basically, the Jinky is then transformed from this, like let's say, Seth, what's the most important thing in the world to you outside of, like, that's not a human being?
A physical item? I was actually going to have this conversation with us as well. Like, what would ours be? So, honestly, so I had probably the item that I cared about, like, growing up as a kid, because these are people that grew up with these items, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, they formed that, like, spiritual, or that deep bond yeah. with them that they turned into weapons, basically.
Vital instruments.
Correct. Yeah. I almost called it spiritual weapon. But that is a D&D.
I mean, close enough.
Close enough, yeah.
Yeah, Jinkis, Jinkis.
Got you. Yeah. It would have been for me, I mean, I think the item that I cared about the most as a kid was probably a stuffed Nemo that I had as a kid that I had with me. Like I kept it all the way through. Like, I didn't like have it with me or anything like that, or like keep it on my bed, but I put it on like a shelf after like got to a certain age, and I kept it on that shelf all the way through college.
I had a Pikachu like that.
Yeah. For me. Huh. What is the most important item I
own? I don't know how that would turn into a weapon, though.
Well, it doesn't have to, because there's actually a really cool thing they do where they say, depending on how you use the item, if you take the item and you take care of it in order to use it to its fullest extent, it can become a weapon. If you take an item and you take care of it to keep it pristine and, like, new, to not use it, just to have it and have it be, like, you know, not damaged, then you'll get, like, a supporter ability. So that's why some people have they can be like doctors or get healing powers.
Oh, like that. That's kind of sick. Oh, well, then I probably gotta.
Yeah, it's very.
I probably would have been a supporter then, which honestly checks out.
Yeah, you love playing support.
I do. Yeah.
I have had the same. So my dad gave me all his, like, baseball cards and shit, and basketball and stuff as a kid. So, I mean, I keep all those. So, I've had that card collection probably since I was 9. So maybe, like, on some Gambit shit. But, if not that, then I've also had a stuffed rabbit since I was, like, fucking 4. Her name's Talia. That I have in the corner of my room that she doesn't go anywhere. So maybe that. So I don't know. My cell phone is also massively important to me about, like, existence.
I was trying not to count technology.
That's also valid.
Like electronics.
Yeah, I was trying to, like, because a lot of these items aren't technological, like, items. They're items that have, like, great sentimental value.
Yes. Right.
And while I love my phone, it doesn't really have, like, sentimental value to me. I can go out and get another one tomorrow and be fine.
True.
I would be devastated. I would be distraught. But yeah, I could get a replacement, but I would be distraught. There's so much shit on this
phone. I mean, at some point you're gonna have to get a new phone.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but yeah, not everything backs up just because, like, the way the cloud works sometimes. So some shit would get like, well, yeah, but thankfully I could just transfer. Like if I dropped it like in water and it just stopped working, I couldn't get my shit back, I'd be cooked.
Yeah, that's fair. Because if you bring the phone, they can do the thing where they like plug them into each other and transfer everything.
Yeah.
But if it actually like breaks either beyond repair or water, like you're saying, then whatever uploaded to the cloud, which is a risk because a lot of shit doesn't.
Correct. Every now and then Google's just like, hey, you want to back this shit up? And I'm like, yeah, I should probably do that. And then I don't. I'm like, well. Or it doesn't get everything because it's too much. Because it's like, oh, you have to get a Dropbox or Google Photo Premium or whatever the fuck. I'm like, ain't nobody doing all that. You're not getting money for storage.
Like, I already pay 99 cents a month for iCloud. I'm not going to up that anymore.
Which is crazy fucking work, by the way.
Yeah, but it massively increases the limit. Like,
I also pay 99 cents a month for extra cloud storage because it increases it by like 5 times.
More than that.
Imagine not now because the mid-check is like $3 fucking. But imagine this is like 2016 again, and you're down to your last dollar. And you're like, man, I'm gonna get me a McChicken, and you unlock your card and go, all right, cool. I'm about to eat. I ain't ate all day. This is all I can eat today. And then, 99 cents deducted from your account because of fucking storage.
I'd be so pissed.
I see people do that shit all the time. I'm like, bro, why are y'all held hostage by y'all fucking iPhone, bro? Get a droid. That shit would never happen to me. Now like, random streaming service, sure, absolutely. Random streaming service, 100%. But my fucking phone charging me for some shit, I don't even know what it is. Sometimes my friends get charged on their iPhone, they don't even know what the fuck it is. It's just like, all right, yeah, y'all just took $12. I don't know why.
Yeah,
what do you mean you don't know why they took $12?
I can figure out why, but it doesn't like show it on the receipt, which is really dumb.
Nah, that's fucking crazy work, dog. But yeah, you get your super weapon, which gives you superpowers based on whatever the item is that you hold joy and attachment to, which is also really fucking cool, right? But man, this show fucking gets there. Like it's kind of fucked up. Hang on.
It's very fucked up in some cases. Like Amo.
Oh, terrible.
I hate Amo, but what happened to her was absolutely horrible.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I don't think it gives it the excuse to be how she is, but
no, I still. Mean, you know, some people, you're raised a certain way or not raised a certain way, it's kind of, you just cook.
Yeah. And then they mentioned, I'm not going to say what because Seth is still watching it, but certain items can make people go insane as well.
Yeah.
That didn't help with her.
We also don't know how old she is, but she can't be that old. Which is also really
definitely a teenager.
Yeah, the people are like 20. Nah, she's not 20.
No.
I think she's probably like 16, which makes that a lot worse.
Yep. Well, she was bought when she was like
4, yeah.
Single digits, yeah. But yeah, gotcha.
There's also a bunch of like super heavy lore and shit. Like there's this OG spellcaster called the Undertaker, who had a bunch of friends who several of the characters in the show are probably somewhat distantly or closely related to. Which we find out more information about in the season finale when we'll get there in a sec. But man, I'll also admit that it took me a minute to get into the show. Probably maybe 5 episodes. I think episode 1 and 2, I was like, okay, see the potential. And then 3 and 4 were kind of like a low bit. But by 5, I was fully locked in. Again, how do I word this? Because Seth and probably a couple other people who listen to this. No, I know for a fact people who listen to this aren't really quite. Because bitch is lazy. But, There are very few anime. I'll say this: there are very few anime characters I genuinely despise. Like, obviously, Shao Tucker is one. Melty and Malty, not Melty. Oh, we love Melty. Malty, from Shield Heroes, another. But like, bruh, I'm always up there. Fucking.
Any character that just whines 24/7 for me.
No, yeah, that's also about. How do you feel about Tamsin?
About what?
Tamsin.
I'm gonna Google this because I don't know the word. Like T-A-M-Z?
T-A-M-S-Y. Tamsin Cain. In Gachiku. The Scarface.
Oh. I don't feel much about him. Wait. Yeah, they didn't highlight him a whole lot.
People have mixed reviews on him, so I was curious.
I'm kind of indifferent to him. I really like the guy with like the stick with the half circle in the end. I'm forgetting his name, but he was awesome. The mediocrity.
Yeah, fucking Zanka, right? Yeah.
Zanka,
lovely,
yes.
Lovely assist there, yeah.
Zanka and Nijiku.
Who's your least favorite character in Gachiku? Besides Amma.
yeah, Amma. I don't think there's anyone else I dislike, which says a lot. Like, even the bad guys or the people with, you know, like, fucked up intentions, they're still written well in a way that I'm like, okay, they have a catch to them as a character that's, like, engaging. Like Jabber, the poison guy with the claws. I like him as a character. I don't like him in the plot, but he's fun when he's on screen.
Yeah, I mean... I don't care for Amo's mom, obviously, because it's her fault she's in a situation.
Yeah, fuck her.
It's midnight. I'm trying to get my brain together.
Yeah.
Because I'm also just thinking about the last episode. I'm trying to think if I noticed any details that I didn't previously while you were watching it. Back in my new.
I noticed that the chick from like the Blood Force was fine as hell. Does that count?
Yeah. No, I mean, sure, why not? Nice. I also feel like Gachikuta being 24 and being split into cores and like each episode having like, because they unironically lore dump a lot. Not every episode, but there's a good bit of random information that you get. I do appreciate Ruto's evolution, like as from like a, oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, to like an actual cleaner.
Yeah,
being able to deal with trash beasts and stuff like that, and Engine being able to like show him the way. But I do enjoy Engine and Ruto's relationship too.
Engine very much reminds me of the what was he like, a class president in Windbreaker?
Oh, yeah.
I get that vibe from him 100%. He's going to kick some ass, but he's also going to be like your big brother figure.
No, for sure. Again, same move is probably my favorite because it's like, all right, shout out Black Women.
She's awesome. She just kicks ass. It's no, like you're behind a desk, but you could beat anyone in a 1v1.
I also appreciate that the creator of Gachiku to just fucking fanfic self-inserted herself.
Yeah.
Because why would you not, right? I mean, every author does it.
Is that her self-insert?
Bro, have you seen the author?
No, I haven't, but I could look her up right now.
She,
yeah, Google the author.
Didn't she also say that she hates being compared to that character? Or like...
Oh.
You see it?
I don't know. I definitely see it, yes. Oh, Seth, you're talking about the one I just said was fine shit. The... What was her name? Kyoka. That's what it says.
She also said Ruto is based on her younger self. So that's also kind of funny.
That's scary. I hope she's gotten help. If that's the case.
I mean, Probably.
Yeah. She popped off designing everyone and everyone's weapons. Like, oh, well done. When you first see a person and their weapon, you're like, wait a minute, what? And then as they both use it and you'll see glimpses of the backstory, it's like, that actually makes perfect sense. And that's why I really want to see Engines. How the fuck that happened?
Is there any is there any episode for you that stuck out in particular? You're just like, yeah, this is the one.
I think so. I think there were two, but let me pull up the episode list on Crunchyroll real quick.
The author did say that no specific character is like a self-insert directly, but said that the closest would is what you were saying, the younger version, like the her younger self would be Rudo.
I mean, he's a great character, but like I said, I hope she has mentally gotten better from whenever she came up with that.
Yeah,
because he's very fucked.
Yeah, he is. But more so from like the she said that she drew that immature version of herself when shaping Rudo's personality and plans to show his growth through throughout the series. She said, when I was young, I had difficulty understanding other people's feelings. As a result, I tended to lash out at others or act impulsively. I wanted to use my immaturity as a reference for Rudo's personality and develop him throughout the series.
Okay, I can see it. But Josh, I hate to say this, but episode 6 and 7, which was the first Jobber fight.
Yeah,
Jabber, whatever.
Jabber, yeah.
Jabber, but in Japanese, you know. So yeah. That and seeing Rudo use like, I'll say the trinket, because I don't want to say words that would give it away.
Yeah.
And then like him working together with, we just said his name, Zanka,
yeah.
And that he was just like basically figuring out how to use his shit, and it was very cool. And also it kind of introduced us more so to the Raiders. And then the other one,
Stony or some shit, right?
Probably episode 14 or 15 was another one that I was just like, damn, okay, it's going down now. Probably 15.
Yeah.
Also 18 with Rio, I think her name was. I was not expecting all of that. But I'm not surprised by it either. Seth, I think you know Rio. She's the redhead girl with the scissors.
Yep. I haven't seen her abilities yet, but yes.
Right. This isn't even her abilities. The thing that surprised me was her something about her.
Okay.
But yeah, I would say those were 2 points in the show that I was just like, oh damn, this stuff is moving now.
In a really fucked up way. I think what stuck out to me the most is because Amo's backstory is like 13 through like 16. When we find out about like her mom selling her in like the tower, and then fucking the fight with the Marauders.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Like all that, and then Rudo being like, because at this point he at least is concerned slightly for Amo's safety. He's like, yo, pay him the fuck out. Why you got her shit? Like, where is she? All that. Oh, it's just like a lot.
They also fucking rope snatched me. Like, the pure vindication after Rudo walked up to her and did that thing. After
fucking rocked her shit. Yo, I was
so fucking happy when that happened. And then right after that, they're like, we're actually going to tell you how fucked up it is that she got to this point. I was just like, God, yeah, man. Okay.
They're very mixed bag. Like, I remember Twitter going crazy because, like, he rocked her shit. And, like, that was, like, a trending thing on TikTok. Like, just...
I was, again, yelling at my screen. Like, let's go.
We gotta stop giving characters who are terrible really fucked up backstories. Like, I think that trope is too easy to follow at this point.
I agree.
Like, sometimes Me and John talk about this all the time. Sometimes people can just be pieces of shit because they're pieces. Right? They don't have to like have super fucked up trauma where you're like, well, damn, now I understand why they're a piece of shit and I feel bad. Sometimes I just want to hate a motherfucker, like the Joker, right? The Joker's a piece of shit because the Joker's insane. That's his gimmick, right? All right, yeah. Everybody's one bad day away from blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but he's chaos incarnate. The Joker ensues chaos because he enjoys chaos. And I get that. I'm fine with that. I understand it. Like, we don't need a sob story for everybody. And I'm on sob story is fucking up there, bro. I'm talking about, like, Straw Hat up there.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying Gachiku. I really am. I would talk more, but I'm scatterbrained because it's midnight and my notes are disheveled because I expected everybody else to have completed the show and Zach watched 13 episodes a day, so I don't expect him to be fucking fully ready either.
It's all recent, right? Just making sure it's on the top of my mind.
Fucking fair. You know, I had a good time with several anime this season, but I think Gachiyakuta, obviously Digimon, Beat Break, and super fucking obviously My Hero are probably the three that stood out the most for me. And then I love Kajima, wants to be a Kamen Rider. Wants to be a Kamen Rider. But like, I'm also really fucking disappointed with a couple of other things too. Like the fact that One Punch Man went away and went, it was like whatever. Couple of the East guys I watched were like okay, but like at this point I'm tired of watching East guys that are like 6.5, 7.2s. Like bring back the 8.1 East guys, bro. Like we can be great again. We can be great again, guys. I'm just ready for Trapping in Dating Sim 2 at this point. Give me that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir.
If you guys get a season two, I will go back and finish season one. Because I watched
it's been confirmed. We just don't know when.
Okay. Well, whenever.
Yeah, It doesn't have a date yet, unfortunately.
I will commit now to going back and probably just rewatching, honestly.
Season one. Seth, you know what else? I want season two of. No, just remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Tomodachi Game.
Yes, I agree. I want season two of Tomodachi Game.
Because the manga is insane.
Also, I'm also excited for the 27, or yeah, the 2026 Otaku Awards, right at the end of 2026, like this time that's here. This time that's here.
Yeah, I think 2026 Otaku Awards gonna go crazy.
It's gonna go crazy, and it's also because I can actually, because last time this happened, right? Last time Frieren aired, it aired half the show aired in one year. The other half aired in the other.
Nominated. Yeah.
It can be nominated properly next year.
Frieren might fuck around and sweep this year, bro.
Depends.
Yeah. Astoria comes back this year too.
Yep.
Shout out my boy. Yeah.
Yep. Astoria. JJK is back.
Hell's Paradise is back.
It's
competition is your angle.
Fire Force Final Season Part 2 is airing now. Sentenced to be a Hero is highly recommended. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Next week, Otaku Collective Awards for 2025. And then way later than it needs to be. We'll be doing the winter preview for 2026, even though episodes 3 will be out by then, but that's fine.
Yeah, but we'll have a good idea of what we want to watch. We will have a very good idea of what we want to watch.
Yeah, for sure. We'll know for sure what we want to watch by then. That also gives you the 3-episode rule. And then for anybody who hasn't started yet, you'll be able to get details from there. But yeah, those are the next 2 episodes, and after that, we got some stuff that'll be back to like the usual programs, our top fives and some other stuff. But I think that'll do it. Yeah. Thank you for listening to another fine edition of your Anime Waifu's Favorite Podcast. Mental health is mental wealth. Love yourself. Appreciate yourself. Treat yourself. We are in a new year. I sound like Barack Obama. Let me stop early. We are in a new year.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen,
we are in a new year. Yep.
And I think that this great nation No, I can't even fucking. Yeah, no worries. Anyway.
Anime?
Yeah. Not to be political, but fuck ICE, first and foremost.
Yep.
Yeah, no. I think we as a society and need to do better. Like, as a whole, everywhere. I think kids should have school lunch. And I think they should have good places to be until they can get safely home. I think people who don't have food should be able to get food stamps. I think people who don't have shelter should be able to fucking sleep under a bridge if necessary without having fucking giant metal appendages down there so they can't get comfortable. Same thing with fucking benches and parks and shit. They ain't bothering no goddamn body. I think education should be freer, like definitely cheaper if not free. I think women should be allowed to do whatever the fuck they want with their bodies. I think there should be programs put in place for underprivileged children to be able to participate in after school activities, and get free library cards for fucking everybody. I think we should just treat everybody better regardless of skin color or sexual orientation or whatever the fuck, nationality, all that shit, all right? Just, there's too much hate in life in general for you to add on to it. So just be a good person. Love people. I ain't saying you gotta give them the shirt off your back if you can't afford it, but I mean, damn, just don't be an asshole. Be empathetic.
Yep.
Like, I'm sure whether you believe in religion or not, there's somebody in your life who's really good to you who would be fucking disappointed with the way you act sometimes. Just consider that. Take that shit to heart. It's a new year. It's 2026. We're going to do better. We have to do better. And I just think we can all take a step forward in the right direction this year to show that we are stronger collectively than we are as individuals. But yeah, mental health is mental well. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, treat yourself. I used to be able to say that quickly. If you are being abused mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, if you just feel like you're too depressed to find a way out, if you just, you know, if your brain is just like, do a backflip off the fucking roof of a building, don't, right? That shit hurt. But like, you can talk to somebody. Our DMs are open. You can talk to a mental health professional. You can go to betterhelp.com. Maybe a little bit expensive, but you can also dial the National Suicide Hotline and Crisis Prevention. You can text 9888. It's a bunch of stuff, right? Just, there are options out there. You are important. You do matter. All right, somebody out there loves you, and if not, then the person who will love you eventually is waiting for you. So why fuck that up, right? I think that'll do it.
I'm gonna add on to what you just said real quick, right?
Go ahead, brother.
I feel like love is such an important thing, man. And like, as a Christian, I hate it whenever other Christians try to like cherry pick messages, right?
Yeah.
And it pisses me off, right? And one of my favorite quotes in the Bible, and I looked it up just so I could like reference it exactly, is Matthew 22:39, which is love your neighbor as thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times people limit it to like the neighbors in their neighborhood, or the person that they sit next to in their office at work. But it's also like the person that lives in another country, or the person that is trying to bring their family over from another country and is trying to provide a better life for them. Because like 300 years ago, this wasn't our country.
Yeah.
That this was not our land 300 years ago. And we came and took it from other people that it was their land. And people aren't trying to do that now, but like, people are just trying to make better lives, man. We're all immigrants. None of us are from here, right? The only people that are from here are Native Americans. That is it.
Correct.
And so many times it People love to like cherry pick stuff, man. And it just makes me mad.
I don't disagree at all. Yeah, but again, we collectively have to do better. Like a lot of fucked up shit has happened in the last like calendar year.
Yep.
Like January. What is it? January 11th to 2025 to January 11th to 2026. I mean, hell, even you can go back to January fucking 6th of, you know, but like we've been bullshitting. Like we collectively have to do better.
Think about this, right? Like think about this.
We go in that direction and sometimes we don't. Yeah.
If Jesus was standing like in a random street in America right now, right? And ICE was in that neighborhood, ICE would try to deport Jesus.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like I saw somebody say something like Jesus tried to walk into a church in the South today, they'd run him out of town. And I was like, you're probably right. But yeah. We don't have to get too political, but I just love you people, and by your peoples I mean like humanity. All right, I ain't saying you gotta love a child molester or abuser or murderer.
Time will take care of them.
But like, yeah, time will take care of it. But what you can do is live a good life, and by good life I mean a pleasant one where you're nice to people. And you don't ruminate on the bullshit you can't control and all that other stuff. Because eventually, whatever higher power or non-power you believe in, or the universe will reward you accordingly. Like, the pendulum has to swing back eventually. This is how momentum works. You don't believe in religion, you can believe in physics. So, yeah. Zoe, do the thing.
As y'all already know, man, you can follow the pod on TikTok at Otaku Collective PC. You also can follow it on Twitter at Otaku Collect Pod. Don't forget to follow us individually. You can follow Seth at C3 Smooth on all platforms. You can follow Josh on all platforms at my_ownprofit. As always, thank y'all for tuning into this lovely podcast. Keep supporting, keep running those numbers up. This is the best anime podcast in the Southeast. I'm standing on that.
And then Seth, send the people home.
Yes, sir. Real quick before I send people home, I will say I did look ahead to April real quick. And I just want to say, I didn't know that this was getting anime. My favorite gal manga is getting an anime. And I'm excited.
Oh.
I thought your favorite was some kind of guys.
Yes, but that's... Okay, so this is my favorite current one, I should say. Because that one's finished, manga-wise.
Okay.
I would love for it to get a season 2 and 3, because it would take 3 seasons to finish it, right? It would. I would love for it to get continuation. I would love for it, because that's like a top 5 manga for me.
Okay.
But, like, this, or top 10. I should say top 10. I can't guarantee top 5, but it'd be close. Gals Can't Be Kind to Otaku. I fucking love that manga. I read it weekly. It's fucking great. And then, also coming back, one of my favorite, romance animes, The Angel Next Door Spoils Me Rotten season 2 in April. And I am excited for it, as well as like a bunch of banger shows coming back and stuff like that. Like ReZero, that's the, Wistoria season 2 as well, coming back in April. You got Slime coming back in April. You got Classroom of the Elite coming back in April. A bunch of shows coming back in April. On top of this banger season that some shows have already started and we'll address in the coming weeks. But with that said, thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Otaku Collective Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with your friends, family, coworkers, anybody like that that loves anime or likes anime or is getting into anime or anything like that. We want more people to enjoy anime, enjoy our podcasts, and just bring a smile to people's faces. On a daily, weekly basis. We're on all major streaming platforms. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Podcasts as well. And with that said, we will see y'all next episode. Peace out, you bunch of otakus.